some of the hottest shows on Netflix have led to a big third quarter. The streaming company has reversed a downward trend, adding nearly 2.5 million subscribers, and that has given a jolt to its stock price. Netflix has also got some big changes in the works, and the fact is, you might have to quit sharing that password with your ex. Eric Deggans joins us now to talk about all this. Eric, welcome.
Thanks for having me. You don't necessarily have to stop sharing. You just might have to pay for it.
You got to pay for it, right? So, look, Netflix had a bit of a scare earlier when it reported that it had lost a million subscriptions or more in the first half of the year. That was a fast turnaround. What happened?
Well, if you listen to what the Netflix officials say, I think it was largely down to content. They had a bunch of big hits in that ensuing time, including the fourth season of Stranger Things was, you know, their largest English language debut. And then their second largest English language debut was the Dahmer limited series. Mm-hmm. You know, what we're finding with streaming services is that in addition to costs, so Netflix raised its prices at the beginning of the year, and that may have depressed subscriptions. The other thing people care about is content. So when a bunch of hit shows hit the service, that gets people to re-engage with it again, and you start to see this hike in subscriptions, and they're predicting that in the fourth quarter that they'll do 4.5 million. Subscriptions.
And we talked with you, I think it was last week or recently, about the Dahmer series. Hugely controversial, but it turns out a lot of people are still watching it. Let's listen.
They're saying you're the Milwaukee cannibal. People want to kill you. They want you dead.
Well, fine. I want that too.
So, Eric, you hinted at this, but and maybe this is obvious, but it seems to me that you're saying, like, subscriber numbers really do hinge on whatever content Netflix is putting out there. So if people want to watch their stuff, they're going to subscribe.
Well, one of the things we talk about, one way you measure the success of a streaming service is what they call churn. This idea that you know, people cycle in and out of subscriptions. So it's always a challenge for streaming services to keep people subscribed. The other thing we should note is that, you know, the subscription ad is largely outside the US. Mm. For the most part, people inside America who are going to get Netflix already have it, and their goal now is to market to countries outside the U.S.
Okay, let's talk about these other changes coming to Netflix. They are going to roll out a cheaper subscription service with ads, which is worth noting because the whole appeal of Netflix when it first started, of course, was that it didn't have ads. And as we said, the company's also about to crack down on password sharing. I don't know about you. I have a decision to make pretty soon. What am I going to do about that? What do you think about these ideas? Could any of them backfire? Will they work to boost subscriptions?
Well, how they crack down on password sharing is probably the key. They have to do it in a way that doesn't alienate subscribers because, as I said, you know, they also seem to be very sensitive to price. Now, the way Netflix has decided to handle it is that they're going to encourage people who are sharing passwords to pay a little extra so that they can indeed share those passwords. So it wouldn't be like buying a whole other subscription. Mm. You know, maybe they'll expect people to just kind of be on their honor for a little bit and see how many people voluntarily pay extra to share passwords. And then if that doesn't move the needle enough, they'll probably start kicking people off the service, and then that will, of course, generate, I think, a little ill will. And also, charging people more, as we see, can have an adverse effect. The ad thing is going to be a little different. That's a way of offering a cheaper subscription fee to people, and they have to watch 4 to 5 minutes of ads, usually at the beginning of the program.
Ugh.
And we'll see if people go for it.
It sounds terrible.
Well, what I've seen is that people kind of want the option. Mm. Just having the option there may be something that would make them feel better about Netflix and feel better about keeping up their subscription. So that may be more about generating additional revenue from ads than it is about having any kind of impact on the subscription levels.
And Eric, if you look across the media landscape here, I just saw that Disney, with all of its streaming platforms included, recently caught up to Netflix subscriber numbers. And I wonder if all of the things that we've just been talking about are related to this idea that it's a very competitive landscape out there. If you don't innovate, you're going to fall behind.
Yeah, this is very competitive. You know, Disney Plus announced a while ago that it was going to offer a cheaper version with ads in December. And so Netflix worked really hard so that they could debut their ad-supported subscription more than a month earlier in November. And, you know, more than anything, Netflix wants to show Wall Street investors that they're aware of the competition, that they understand their challenges, they are working to address them, and that they are moving forward and making progress. That's what this third quarter report was all about.
Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic. He is streaming today on hereandnow.org. Eric, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.